The trial of high-ranking officials of the Foreign Office, various Reich ministers of the Nazi state, as well as some representatives of banks and the economic administration, lasted from November 1947 to April 1949. It was the most comprehensive and longest of the 12 Nuremberg follow-up trials. Named after Wilhelmstrasse in Berlin, where many ministries had had their offices, the ministry's trial was mainly famous for the defendant, Ernst von Weizsäcker, a former state secretary in the Foreign Office. The knowledge and endorsement of the murder of the Jews by seemingly honorable officials of the Foreign Office was one of the main points of the prosecution. The contention that the defendants had secretly been resisting and had only stayed in office to prevent worse things, in particular a world war, was the core of the defense strategy. Because of numerous incriminating documents, such as the Wannsee Protocol of 1942, and in view of the fact that knowledge of the murder of Jews could be proven by their initials on many documents, Ernst von Weizsäcker and other defendants were sentenced to prison sentences. The top picture, number one, shows defendant Wilhelm Stuckart in 1948 during the ministry's trial in front of an organization chart of the Reich Ministry of the Interior. Stuckart, as state secretary in the Ministry of the Interior, was a key official involved in devising anti-Jewish legislation. Together with Hans Globke, he had written a commentary for the Nuremberg racial laws. Stuckart had also participated in the Wannsee Conference of 1942. The tribunal sentenced him to 3 years and 10 months imprisonment. Below, number two, you can see Richard and Ernst von Weizsäcker in the Nuremberg courtroom in 1949. Richard von Weizsäcker, later federal German president, supported his father's defense counsels in the ministry's trial. Picture number three shows Robert M. W. Kempner, 1899 to 1993, during the ministry's trial in 1948. German-born Kempner, a lawyer, was forced to immigrate by the National Socialists. As Telford Taylor's deputy, he acted for the prosecution during the IMT and in the ministry's trial. Prior to 1933, Kempner had worked in Wilhelmstrasse as legal advisor to the Prussian police. In the bottom picture, number four, you can see Martha Mosse during her testimony against defendant Gottlob Berger in 1948. The first woman to hold office as a police commissioner in Prussia, she was dismissed in 1933 because she was Jewish and deported to Theresienstadt ghetto in 1943. She testified as a witness against the high-ranking SS officer Gottlob Berger.